Smokers. They used to be easy to spot in pubs, restaurants, offices. But that's changing. A new smoking ban against lighting up in enclosed public spaces went into effect July 1st. It's part of the government's efforts to reduce smoke-related illnesses and death. Liam Donaldson of the Health Department says the ban will save thousands of lives.
We have already introduced a wide range of measures to control tobacco-related disease, including restricting advertising and promotion of tobacco. But secondhand smoke, exposing people who don't smoke to the cancer-causing effects and health adverse effects of cigarette smoke, is something that we wanted to stop.
Businesses can no longer have smoking rooms, and they must display no smoking signs and maintain smoke-free work vehicles. Those who fail to meet these requirements face fines of more than $5,000. For non-smokers here in London, the ban brings sighs of relief.
I don't smoke, but you know, I work in a pub, so often sometimes you go home smelling of smoke. And so to have that after work every night, yeah, from my point of view, it's going to be good that I won't go home smelling of smoke so much.
Others see the ban as an opportunity to quit smoking.
I've been smoking for nearly about 10 to 12 years now. For me, it's an imposed ban, which is, in a way, it's a blessing in disguise, because I've been trying with nicotine patches and what do you call it, chewing gums.
But the smokers' advocate group Forest, short for Freedom Organization for the Right to Enjoy Smoking Tobacco, vows to fight the ban. Spokesman Simon Clark.
The idea that the rights of smokers and the rights of non-smokers are mutually exclusive is absolute nonsense. With modern, up-to-date ventilation systems, you can accommodate smokers and non-smokers quite happily.
The health department predicts that about 600,000 people will kick the habit as a result of the ban. But it is not expected to have a long-term impact on the $24 billion UK tobacco industry. Chris Ogden of the Tobacco Manufacturers Association.
There'll be an initial dip in sales. For example, in Scotland, when the ban came in about a year ago, initially there was about a 4% drop, although that's now recovered, and we expect the same sort of thing to happen here.
Opponents of smoking say they will now be able to enjoy a smoke-free environment. But for smokers, it means either quit or move outdoors to light up. Delana Benacama for VOA News, London.